This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Four colleges on Denver's Auraria campus will open their classrooms to students next fall. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Officials say enrollment is down alarmingly among Black, Latinx, and male students. Ruth Ann Orihuela is the provost at Community College of Denver. She says online learning didn't work for a lot of students.
Those small class sizes allow for that interaction and the ability to make connections.
College leaders anticipate faculty and students will be vaccinated this summer. The college will continue COVID-19 testing. Officials say plans could change depending on health conditions. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
El Paso County continues to vaccinate healthcare workers, people over 65, and educators in accordance with the state's phased rollout, KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
More than 81,000 people in El Paso County have received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 34,000 are fully immunized. The county also launched vaccine clinics with community partners aimed at reducing barriers to access for people of color. These clinics vaccinated around 2,400 people this past weekend. In Pueblo County, more than 16,000 people have received two doses. Across the state, more than 411,000 people have received both shots. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Starting today, Garfield County is moving to a lower level of coronavirus restrictions. Events can now be larger, and restaurants and gyms can let in more customers. Western Colorado has highs in the 40s today, 30s along the Front Range. This is CPR News.